This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on Tuesday, August the 24th here. The best practices on the DJV program include being givers, not takers. I think there are a lot of people who are takers out there, and I hope that you're not one of them. I hope you're a giver as well. And maybe a little balance is good. Help others get what they want. Help yourself as well. What is the old expression? God helps those who help themselves. So maybe that's something to keep in mind. As you work your way through the day today, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to go through some of the issues of the day. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed the rioter, is it Ashley Babbitt? Is that
Ashley
her name?
Ashley Babbitt, yeah.
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 Isn't going to face any disciplinary action. Why would that be?
Because it was lawful.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, after every
Ashley
officer
Babbitt
involved.
Doing?
She's coming through the window at the Capitol.
Going through the window, yeah.
So that's enough reason to shoot her?
Well, okay, so I have feelings about this, because there was not, for the record, there was not one gun that was recovered from the Capitol. Not many people know that. Mm-hmm. But if this were a coup, this was like the most poorly executed coup ever, because there were no real weapons that were found. Now, that being said, and also in conjunction with the fact that the FBI released a report that no one heard about this week, saying there was scant evidence that any of this was pre-planned, that there was this would most likely just came together willy-nilly with people who broke into the Capitol. So a lot of people out there in the media, a lot of politicians were trying to say that this was some big plot and that there it was planned for. This is unlikely, according to the FBI this week. Ashley Babbitt, however, went through a window at the Capitol.
What was her deal? What was she?
She was there protesting, and when people started breaching the Capitol.
She's from San Diego.
She's former military, actually, and from San Diego, and she was there. And when people, there was an original wave of people who went into the Capitol. The rest of the people who went into the Capitol were like sightseers. They shouldn't have been in there. They shouldn't have set foot in there when they realized what was going on. But there were a lot of dopey people who just walked in and were like looking at things, like they were on some sort of weird tour. But the people who breached the Capitol, those are the ones that we should be concerned about, right? Because they went into federal property and they were destroying federal property. And when she went through the window, the police officers inside the Capitol didn't know if these people were armed or not. And so I think it's really unfair for people on my side of the aisle to say, well, there weren't any guns. Well, the police didn't know that at the beginning.
Right.
Yes, there were not any guns. That is a point of fact. But the police didn't know that. They saw people coming in. They didn't know exactly what they were dealing with. So when you go through a window at the Capitol, I think the police, and I would defend the police in this if it was a protest during the summer, whoever. I mean, the police don't know what they're dealing with. And so, of course, you run the risk of dying. And this woman did. And it's unfortunate and sad. But does the police officer need to be held accountable? No. The police officer was doing his duty. Now, what is unfair is that this police officer has not been identified. And every other police officer who's been involved with a death in the line of duty is always identified, and many times not treated very fairly by the people in the community. So
because the people know who this cop is. He's already received death threats, and so is his family.
But do they care about the cops? Do they care about that with George Floyd? Do they care about that with anybody else? No, it's because of the narrative, and this is what I'm getting at, is that let's just start treating this stuff fairly. If we're going to know who the cops are, I mean, cops are being mistreated every single day by people. Their lives are at risk because they are police officers. So to protect this one cop, I think we should be doing that for everybody, quite frankly. But I think people would go nuts about it because then we're not being transparent.
Well,
the hypocrisy is rich
cops.
With this.
And we're not doing a good job of ferreting out
the bad
cops.
I don't know. I think that there's
cops.
A difference. Like, look, we watched George Floyd be surrounded by those four cops. We watched all, 9 minutes or whatever of that. That was his, you could easily see that was Derek Chauvin. Anybody could easily identify him. I have not seen who this cop is who shot her. And so, but people have figured it out enough
what
so
about,
that.
What about Breonna Taylor, the cop that shot into the house for Breonna Taylor? I mean, no one knew who that cop was. It wasn't on television, but that cop was not protected.
Guy, people did know he was because he already had numerous infractions.
The point is, they're protecting this cop because he fits a narrative, and I don't think that the cop did anything wrong. I want to be as clear as day. I just think that we are very hypocritical in treating things the way we want to. So why can't we say the people who breached the Capitol were bad, the people who breached buildings during the summer during the Black Lives Matter riots were bad, the police officers should either be protected or they shouldn't be if they're in an officer-involved shooting. I mean, I don't get why we have to have a double standard. I just don't understand how that fits the
good
anybody's,
question.
You know.
Well, as we're in the hypocritical pew, I see that Kamala Harris is going into California to campaign for her pal, Governor Newsom. Isn't that sweet? That's exactly
so
what the vice president should be paid for. With tax dollars, so she can fly in to San Francisco and do a campaign stuff.
Whoa! How did we? So that happens with all politicians.
Doesn't
Trump
mean it's
went,
right.
Okay,
whoa! Is exactly
Trump
right.
Did this
I say the
for
same
a lot
about
of people.
Trump. Yeah, but Trump wasted a lot of time
no one
and
to care when it was
taxpayers' money.
When he was
I care.
Doing it.
I care about that. I also care about the fact that Larry Elder has been called by the L.A. Times the black face of white supremacy. I'd be suing
it's
the hell out of the
okay
L.A.
It's
okay
to be racist as long as you're
right.
You know, offending yeah. black conservatives. And this yeah. is, again, the double standard. If someone on the other side of the aisle said black face of white whatever, people would go bananas. But because it's
a
liberal saying it about a conservative, the double standard is real. It is an extremely racist sentiment, I think. And you know, really the reason that they have to do this in the news media is because Gavin Newsom has no issues to run on. And so they're worried about the fact that someone
he
new
really
has
doesn't.
Entered the race.
He hasn't done
nothing.
Anything. Yeah.
I mean, he can go up there all day long and try to save himself, but what he has to do is say that this is a Republican recall or a recall of white supremacists. And then when Larry Elder gets in the race, well, it can't be white supremacists, so now it's the black face of white supremacy.
Right.
I mean, it's insulting. Tell us what you did and why you deserve to be there.
People resent it also when a black person is a racist. If you call somebody who's black a racist, then, man, you're going to get run out of town. I know because I've applied it to some of the things going on in my community. Let's go down to North Carolina for a minute. Court granted voting rights to felons on probation or parole. Good thing, bad thing, ladies. Restoring
depends
voting rights.
On what side of the aisle you're on, like everything else.
Yeah, okay. So is that the end of it for you? That's it?
I think there are plenty of nonviolent people who are brought up on felony charges. You know, I mean...
Even in jail, never mind brought up on charges.
Well, maybe not, but, you know, I don't think that their voting rights should be stripped away. And if you've done the time and you're on parole and you're not violating your parole, then I think your voting rights
should
be restored.
How does this all get started? Where and when?
There's a reapplication process, though. Why can't we just do that?
I mean, now they're allowing that in North Carolina while you're still... Well, the rules in a lot of other states are you have to be completely finished with all of your parole and as well as your restitution.
Yeah.
I actually think if you're on parole, I think that you should get your rights back. If that's the point of being parole. You're being reintroduced
into
society.
I'm going to tell you something.
But you're still
on
probationary period.
I saw this story about this guy that was found asleep in the car with all those mail-in ballots and... bunch of
the
guns and stuff.
Ballots are safe. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So here in my hometown of Framingham, not the same thing, but something, I guess we would call it similar, happened where somebody was found, a mailman, with all of these mail-in ballots. Now, what good comes of somebody hoarding, somebody who's able in that position to hoard those ballots? What do you think is going to happen? And why are people so blind to this? This is one of the premier examples of licensed stupidity in our society
people
where you think that mail-in ballots are going to be fair and when it's
why
so easy. because it's so easy to corrupt it everybody up and down the streets. Ballots and putting what you want on the ballot, mailing in. They can't prove where these came from.
There's so many. The thing is that mail-in is fine if the person requests the ballot and has it sent to them. But when you do all mail-in, which is what is happening in California for this recall election, for the last election, for many of the 2020 presidential election, you're sending out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. Well, the problem is many of those people are dead. They've moved. They are no longer eligible to vote for whatever reason. And so you have stacks of ballots that aren't really valid that get into the hands. People like Doug is talking about, or for instance, this guy who was discovered with 300 ballots in his truck accompanied with guns, drugs, and all of this stuff with him.
Where'd he get them?
Right. So if that's the case, those people fill out ballots. They're not supposed to be filling out the ballots.
And right, but that also doesn't mean that on the other end that they're not being rejected, because a lot of mail-in ballots get rejected.
But the reason that they're on the voter rolls,
because the signature doesn't line up with what's on file. There are a lot of issues with mail-in ballots and why they get rejected.
They're really not. If the voter rolls have a name on it, right? They believe that person to be valid, even if that person is dead. So if Joe Blow sends back a ballot, there's going to be no red flag for them to even look at the signature because they think Joe Blow
bad
is still
business.
Alive.
All right, speaking of bad business, I see the Biden approval rating has gone down like a rock, mostly because of Afghanistan. So what is going on in Afghanistan? I'm looking at the evacuation. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff is repeat in terms of what we know and what's going on.
Well, the newest thing that happened overnight is that the CIA director went and visited with the Taliban in Kabul overnight. And yes, because they're trying to figure out what to do. They know that it is almost impossible to get everybody out, all of the Americans who have been stranded there out by August 31st. And they don't know what to do. And so now we're in this position where they're trying to negotiate with the Taliban. I think a strong leader would come out and say, I don't care what the Taliban is telling us. We don't care about this deadline. We're not leaving any Americans behind. So if they help facilitate this effort to get Americans out, then that's how we'll get out quickly. If they don't, and they continue to make it difficult for Americans to get out, then we are going to be there for the foreseeable future. And I think that's perfectly appropriate. It's putting the onus on the Taliban, and I don't think that the Biden administration is going to say that. Instead, Joe Biden's meeting with the G7 leaders today, and the UK and France. I mean, Emmanuel Macron went after Biden on a call. The White House, it was so strong that the White House actually scrubbed the remarks from Emmanuel Macron out of the official transcript because he gave him a tongue lashing. And now imagine if the Trump administration was taking away remarks from a world leader that would lead to an impeachment. And then they impeached President Trump. But you know what? The here and now is important, but consistency matters.
Past the hour. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, Trending Time. A lot of things called by Jay Kirshner. Victoria and I are going to see what's going on. Beyonce has just made fashion history. We'll find out why after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Okay. So now Victoria and I are arguing about the color of diamonds. As far as I'm concerned, it's a white piece of coal. And then Victoria says, no,
very
no.
Factual.
It's yellow. Please.
Well, no, this particular diamond that we're talking about, this is the iconic Tiffany diamond.
Yeah.
And the
what
story
makes it
that's
so
trending,
iconic?
Yeah. Well, it's one of the largest diamonds in the world. It is the world's largest yellow diamond. It's 128.5 carats. And so we've only so the story the reason that this
how much
is trending
does your
right now,
wedding how much does your ring weigh your engagement ring
I didn't have an engagement ring so oh. I don't I just there had a wedding band
I said to Victoria we were talking about this before we went on the air that I bought my wife Tony in 1971 a diamond that cost $328 and I don't know what I don't even actually I think Megan still has it I'm not sure where it is
yeah
it was just a little teensy teensy thing and.
Well, and you said that was half a carat because you said, well, I don't know, what does 128 carats mean? Well, if you remember the size of the ring you bought, that was half a carat.
This is 128 and a half carats. This is just massive. So the reason that this diamond is trending right now, this is a diamond necklace, is because Beyonce has made fashion history as the first black woman to ever wear this iconic Tiffany diamond necklace. This is part of a brand new campaign with she and her husband, Jay-Z, have become the faces of Tiffany's new, it's called the About Love campaign. And so
why do you suppose it is that a black woman has never worn this?
Because
what's
only two other women have ever worn it. The first was Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
And the second was Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga wore this when she accepted, and if you remember, she wore a black strapless gown, and she wore this Tiffany diamond yellow necklace to the Oscars when she won. And she and Gaga at the time, the other thing is Tiffany only lets women who represent the brand wear the necklace. So Audrey Hepburn at Breakfast at Tiffany's, that was a whole marketing campaign. And then Gaga was the face of Tiffany for during the year that when she won the Oscar a couple years ago for Best Song for A Star Is Born, and now Beyonce is the new face of Tiffany. So now Tiffany is donating $2 million towards scholarship and internship programs for HBCUs, and so this is what Beyonce's, you know, very much into education, and so that's this global campaign is going to launch on September 2nd. And everybody kind of has, whether it's Gaga or Beyonce, there's always an homage to Audrey Hepburn, you know, similar hairdo, similar black dress. There's always that kind of, you know, thread between all of it. But that's why it's trending, because it's been all over the news, all different news sites.
Okay. So how does she look? Did you see a picture of her?
She looks gorgeous, yeah. I think Beyonce's beautiful, so she looks gorgeous.
And wasn't I thought you and Jay-Z were gonzo outside.
No. Oh. No, they had some issues, and they went to couples therapy and were very public about it and worked it out.
But I thought you said he was a jackass, Jay-Z.
No, I never said that about Jay-Z.
Who's the guy?
President Obama said Kanye West was a jackass.
Kanye West, that's it. Okay. All right, thank you. Got to get clarification. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American embassy staffers in Afghanistan accused the Biden administration of betrayal after they were advised to head to the airport but instead suffered a brutal experience without protection. Now the Biden administration is being accused of smokescreening the Afghanistan evacuation debacle under the ruse of coronavirus leaks. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Medical advice is sacred. It should not be used to distract from headlines. And if you look at what happened within hours of the viral video of the Afghan Airport, the White House leaked to the New York Times and Washington Post that they were going to announce the next day boosters for all Americans, despite no evidence to support that it reduces severe illness and without any CDC or FDA guidance on it.
The embassy memo was sent Saturday, a day before at least seven people, including a young child, were crushed to death in Kabul's chaos. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me. And the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment. And then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What happens today will be discussed by many people tomorrow. Not with us. We talk about what's going on today. Today, what a concept. Look at some of these. I listen to some of these programs, and I even look at news sites that are a day behind us. I don't know how we are so smart, how we get all this information, but we are usually way ahead of the curve, which I guess is good for the most part, because I don't want to be talking about things in the same way as others are on the radio. So here we are, Victoria Keelan and I, to discuss satisfying, meaningful conversation, discuss things going on, like the demotion of Pluto. Today is Pluto Demoted Day. I never quite understood how this happened or why it gained as much attention, especially since not only do they know where Pluto is, but apparently there's another planet behind Pluto in the solar system that has just recently been discovered. So not do we don't have nine planets. Well, on this day in what, 1930 or something, that's when Pluto was discovered. And then it was, 1992, 1993, somewhere in there, when Pluto's quote-unquote legitimacy as a planet was challenged. And so, anyway, that's this other planet that's behind Pluto is bigger than Pluto. But I don't get what the whole deal was. Now Pluto's back in good graces, right? Isn't Pluto still
considered a planet? It's still a dwarf planet. It's a dwarf planet. They haven't reinstated it fully, but astrologers have all come out saying that they absolutely consider Pluto still a planet. So it didn't. That I remember when it happened, that was like a whole big thing with astrology.
Yeah, I should actually. You know, I should ask when we're doing our zodiac magic broadcast or the podcast. I'm going to ask that question of our astrologer, because now that I think about it, what planets do you hear most about in astrology? Mars, Jupiter, Venus. Saturn, Venus. But mm-hmm. do you hear much about Pluto? I don't even know about Pluto. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a good question. I'm glad I thought of it, Doug. Well,
there you go.
You can check it out on the next Zodiac Magic podcast at zodiacmagicpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So American Airlines, along with United and Delta and Atlas Air, are supplying 747s and 777s to get the people who are Americans out of, not because they can't fly into Kabul. They're the air transport that's being done by the Air Force to get people out. They just fill up a plane, 600-700 people. They all stand up. They take off. They get them to the nearest Air Force base, which in some cases has been an 8-hour flight to Germany. But then they go to Japan. They go over to Guam. So these airlines have been asked by the government, and they started yesterday hauling. I think the first day they moved 1,800 people to Germany. Now, what are they going to do with them when they get to the Air Force? I've been to an Air Force base. There's not a lot of extra room there for all those people to be all over the place, and they just end up running around in Germany.
It's not that haphazard. It's not.
No, but you
because
know what
they
I'm
have
saying.
A whole system of how they're processing each person.
I get it.
So they have, yeah. So with the flying into Germany, and then Germany is going to, I would imagine, that's what the G7 meeting today is going to discuss. Who's going to mm-hmm. take whom? You know? Right. I mean,
that's
these are also, some of these people are also very skilled, highly trained by the American government as interpreters and as people who worked in embassies. I mean, this is not all just, I know, like, the American view of this is that it's just a bunch of, you know, of, like, random Afghanis off the street. That's not necessarily.
No, there are a lot of the American military trained a lot of these people as, and then they were, you know, they got sort of in a jam because a lot of them just left and went to like the UN to become interpreters instead of staying there and trying to help them interpret as they
well,
were
they made more
trained
money.
To do, the locals.
Yeah. And
yeah,
then the
right.
problem also is that the Afghani government was so corrupt that the United States and other G7 nations were paying the salaries of these soldiers, and the Afghani government was keeping the money. So right. when it's not fair to just blame the Afghani army, you know, for abandoning ship because they had no support, they had no backup. So if the whole thing has been a mess, and the Afghan government they are a huge part of this problem. This is not
of course
just,
they are.
Now,
yeah.
this withdrawal, I know, it's been messy.
It's the culture of that part of the world.
There's so many layers
Victoria.
To this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the culture. All right, speaking of American Airlines, they've decided to extend the ban on selling booze on planes. So if you get on an American Airline plane and expect to have a bottle of schnapps, you can forget about it. Right, can you just bring your own?
No.
How are they not going to know that you stuck a small bottle in your pocket and brought it onto the plane from one of you can buy schnapps all over the airport after you get through security. You can buy alcohol all over.
Schnapps, but if you bring like duty free alcohol onto the plane, they take it. And then they put it, and then you get it back at the end of the flight. You can't just sit there and crack open you have to check it. Duty free alcohol.
Since when?
since every time I've flown duty free internationally, wherever there's duty free, you cannot just crack open a bottle of tequila and start drinking it on the flight. But the other thing is typical, you know, American Airlines is only they're allowing first class and business class to still drink alcohol. So they're the main cabin, you know.
As well we should, those of us who sit in the front. As you know, I've been, I'm a big drinker when I get on the plane.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, the real story, though, is that the FAA has announced that they have fines for unruly passengers this year that have topped $1 million.
What are they doing with the money?
I don't know. But, I mean, this is 3,900 incidents already, and normally they only see between 100 and 150 cases. And then Southwest Airlines, which I've never flown, I know you like to crap all over them. They have a flight attendant who was trying to subdue an unruly passenger, and two of her teeth got knocked out on the flight. I mean, that's how bad these people are. Yeah. These people are acting like less than animals.
I'm not saying that it's a good idea to say. I don't think they should ever serve booze on a plane. Period. End of story, no matter what.
I don't know. Long international flight? Oof. I don't know.
Spoken like someone who's been there, done that. 41 past the. All right, so with drink comes food. And this is a problem, apparently, that everybody ought to know about. I'm going to talk to the two doctors about this. One hot dog takes 35 minutes off your life. It's kind of like smoking a cigarette, about the same thing. Every time you smoke, you lose 30 or 35 minutes off your life. So what's this research, Victoria, that shows the...
This is nuts.
Yeah.
So they 5,000 foods from the U.S. diet have been classified either... as a health burden or an environmental burden. So the foods that they studied ranged from 74 minutes lost of your life to 80 minutes gained. So sugary drinks, one hot dog, as you said, takes 35 minutes off your life. One hot dog. So everyone on Twitter, when this study came out yesterday, everyone on Twitter is like, well, what about Joey Chestnut? He wins the Nathan's hot dog contest every year. He's already dead. Yeah.
He's already dead.
Hot dogs, burgers, breakfast sandwiches, like anything that's super processed.
Wait a minute, I want to know about sausage sandwiches.
Of course, sausage. Yeah, hot dogs, burger, all that processed stuff, that takes, you know, sometimes over an hour and a half off your life. And then if you eat, you know, whole grains, fruit, things
okay,
like
so
that,
how about this?
Then you add
how
to
about
your
we
life.
Have a hot dog and then... how about we take, we have some mixed vegetables, like broccoli and
carrots.
You're
trying to mitigate the damage as well.
Right, have a hot dog with those things, or maybe after you have a hot dog, you have some oatmeal. How about hot dogs and oatmeal together? What do you think of that?
Lovely. Yeah, huh? I mean, one of the things that, speaking of combos, though, that aren't
chicken
gross.
Wings and granola.
Right. Well, one of the things that was really cool that we found a staple of the American diet is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
Well,
jelly bad, peanut butter good. There, see?
No, it's actually the jelly wasn't even that bad. It's the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was associated with an increase of 33 minutes.
There we go.
Sandwich
I have a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a week. Love peanut butter.
There you go.
Well, I take the end pieces of the loaf that normally
the heel?
One would... Yeah, the heel of the loaf. I make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich out of that. And I always toast the bread a little. What do you mean?
The heel. I don't like the heel.
What's the difference? It's all the same stuff. It's if you have a roast beef, if you eat roast beef and you want the well-done part, the end of the roast beef. I remember when I was
a kid,
I used to eat meat.
There are merits to eating the crispy end of things. Like I only like the corners of brownies because they're crispier. Yeah. I just don't like the heel of the bread.
Mm-hmm. Sounds prejudicial to me.
Yeah.
Food insecurity dropped after the first tax credit payment. Now, this is interesting.
This was really good news.
I'm not sure that everybody even understands the concept of food insecurity, and now it's related to the census. Apparently, the Census Bureau has come up with these stats, so what do they... They basically show what I just said. If you get... some extra money from the government, then you go buy better food. right?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the intention of the child tax credit, which was a direct payment that parents are still getting, and it's going to go through the month of December. The reason that they did that, this was a big thing that Biden was for, because he said getting a tax credit next April doesn't help put food on the table, which obviously we know that's true. Right?
Yeah,
and
right.
So in a lot of people in lower tax brackets, they don't get a refund or owe anything anyway. So having this direct payment, this study came out after the second payment hit the bank accounts last week. And so this finds that July's deposit led to a drop in the number of families facing and experiencing food insecurity, meaning you don't have enough food to put on the table. And so the July payment coincided with a 3% drop in households with children experiencing hunger. And so the lower income families showed an even greater drop in food insecurity because of these payments. So families with kids earning less than $50,000, who didn't have enough to eat fell to 18.5%, and it was up at 26%.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge number. The other part of this survey, half of the households receiving the money, 47%, said they spent money on extra food. Other top spending categories included clothing and utility payments, diapers, staples like that. 40% of families said they managed to put a little bit of the money away into savings and spent the rest food and clothing and things like that. About 35 million families receive these payments.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this turns out to be pretty successful.
Yeah. All right, here's something else that was successful. The most recent trip to the space station included a dozen bottles of French Bordeaux. I went up there in January. They were supposed to be experimenting with all wines, I guess. They're also experimenting with what they call cosmic cookies. Astronauts aboard the space station, space station, baked cookies in space. They made a batch of chocolate chip cookies, and apparently they smelled really good, but they couldn't be eaten because they weren't safety tested. They had to bring them back to Earth. No word on whether they were safe or not. Does that seem silly? What difference does it make with a bait in space or whether they're not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's more of a scientific reason behind it, but I don't know. I mean, I know that a lot of space experiments, they like to introduce new things to that atmosphere to see how they react. But, right? I mean, but I don't know what the point of that would be.
They're growing red romaine lettuce in the International Space Center.
Well, that's important. Growing food, I think that's important. Rather,
that reminds me
of
the scene from
The Martian.
The Martian, where he's growing potatoes with his poop. That is an interesting reality. I think a lot of people didn't want to think too much about that, but after all, that's kind of what things are based on, folks. Realize it or not, no matter what your vegetable. If you're doing it from an organic farmer, it's grown with poop. That's how it works. Poop! The tallest man in the world, Igor Volkonsky, I think that's how he pronounced his name. You see this? 7 feet 8 inches tall, died of heart disease yesterday at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh.
Came to the U.S. as a child from Russia. Igor Voykovinsky, I think that's how he pronounced his name. Big, my God. Can you imagine somebody 7 feet, 8 inches? Some of those basketball players are 7'3".
Yeah, right? I feel like we've heard 7'3", 7'4", right? I mean, I don't follow basketball, but I feel like I've heard those numbers mentioned.
Numbers before. 48 past the hour.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies.
Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Golden Oldies are here. Chuck Curry is responsible for the Golden Oldies from the world of movies and videos and stuff. So we're going to travel back in time to those thrilling days of yesteryear with a remembrance of Michael Keaton and one of the great movies he was in. We'll get to that right after this.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Sounds like the kind of music you'd get around a movie like Beetlejuice. Who did the music for that movie, by the way, Chuck?
Danny Elfman. Legendary.
Danny Elfman.
Really? Okay.
Who did most of the Tim Burton movies?
Really? All right. Yeah. So why are we playing the music from Beetlejuice, please?
Same director, Tim Burton, birthday today, born 1958. I believe he's 62 years of age. You know, I like Tim Burton a lot. I think his earlier work was his best stuff, though. He started as an illustrator for Disney, got a big break doing a short movie called Frankenweenie, which is really good. Then he got Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is his big break. But his real big break into superstardom was when Warner Brothers took a shot when they did the live-action Batman. Some more serious take on that character back in 89. I think it was between him and Joe Dante. Joe Dante directed Gremlins. They were seriously considering him to direct Batman. Took a shot on Burton. That movie became a massive hit. And then Burton wound up doing, a year before Beetlejuice. And then he did Edward Scissorhands in 1990. That is my favorite Tim Burton movie, actually, Edward Scissorhands. But
that's so weird, though. What do you like about it? Some guy who's got scissors for hands? What are you talking about?
It's a beautiful movie with an amazing score,
yeah,
by the way.
Take on Frankenstein's monster, really.
He can cut your hair really nice without movie. Scissors because he's got his own scissors.
Could be it's a metaphor for loneliness and isolationism, and that's what Burton it sort of mirrors Burton as a teenager, that film. But having said that, not everybody's perfect, because Burton's done some bad stuff too. He was the wrong director for the original remake of Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. Not only was Wahlberg totally miscast in that movie, but Burton was the wrong director. The villain, played by Tim Roth, was really good, General Zod, but the rest of that movie did not work. So you hit some, you miss some, but overall, I'm a big fan of Tim Burton. He's done a lot of good stuff.
All right. Okay, there we are. Let me give a round of applause.
By the way, speaking of superheroes, Marvel and Sony last night released a trailer to Spider-Man No Way Home, which will delve into what's called the multiverse, which is going to unearth all the villains from the previous Spider-Man movies. And from what I hear, it's not in the trailer, the other two Spider-Mans being Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield appearing as Spider-Man Peter Parker in the same film as Tom Holland's Peter Parker Spider-Man. I'm going to tell you, Doug, if any movie is going to get people back in the theaters in mass numbers, this is going to be it. And I believe it opens in November. It looks amazing. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I like superheroes, though. I mean, I can't help you if you don't.
I don't.
It is what it is.
But I'm thinking about Michael Keaton and how many different roles. I was commenting, I did last week, talk about him playing against type in the new movie with Sam Jackson and Maggie Q called Protégé. He's like you wouldn't. I've not seen him play a role like this in any movies. He's usually much more fun. He's very serious in this and plays a bad guy. I mean,
he's done that a few times. He did a movie in 1988 called Clean and Sober, where he played a recovering addict, which I think is his best performance of all time. A little seen film, but boy, is that a good movie. All good supporting actors around him, and he should have been nominated for an Oscar.
Has he ever been nominated?
I thought he got nominated
for Birdman.
Oh, yeah, he did. Correct. You're correct. But he was nominated for Birdman.
Leave it to Victoria. Smarten you up, Chucker. Pay attention, please. All right, there's Chuck Curry, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Now.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines.
So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.